Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, March the 1st, 2023. Raven98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. I want to see how long it's going to take Ray to say, if you there? Are you in?
No.
All right. I'm good. I'm just finishing up something. How we looking today, man?
I don't know.
Hello?
Kind of quiet.
Oh, are
things
you talking
are quiet
to me?
On my end. Yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on, wait a minute. Trying to get to my speaker.
Okay.
Did we send anything out?
Nothing went out. You still there?
Yeah, I'm reading the
okay.
text. Somebody sent a bunch of the doctor. Anyway, yes, we did send something out last night. You didn't see it?
Oh, that's right.
I didn't get a lot back to anybody, but I'm sure somebody's going to let me know today. Guys, believe it or not, which I found it kind of funny, because after I sent you guys that out about the UFO stuff, it just popped up everywhere on Twitter. I mean, everywhere. Different places, not just over there, overseas, everywhere, and then all this just start coming up, because I guess Twitter does that if you send something out. I don't know if the rest of you got it or not, but that was kind of weird. But the biggest thing that shocked me is, why didn't they show up over Texas? That's what I want to know. If they was looking for some crazies, they should have went over Texas and hung out in the sky. So we could have got this thing started. But my real thing was, I hope they had an RV before they land. All right, I'm going to go on. That was just funny to me. Like, this is crazy. All right, so what we're going to do today, it is Wednesday. It is the 1st of March. You guys know what that is, right? 1st of March is... my birthday month. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. For the next 31 days, it's my birthday. So we're going to have a lot of celebrations. I am anyway. I don't know about anybody else. We'll get that on. What's going on in Iraq? Damn. What's going on with the banks? What's going on with the market? Oh, I forgot to call it that. It's supposed to call me back this morning. See, I'm doing all this other stuff. I forgot to call. Anyway, all right, so over the weekend, the banks were told to be prepared to staff the call centers, exchange centers, sometime this week. That's what they were told. Be prepared to staff the centers this week. Today is Wednesday. I don't know if they did it today or not, but they were definitely supposed to be prepared, getting their people ready to activate the call centers and exchange centers this week, is what they were told on Saturday. Also, I'll tell you guys what was on the bank screen. I got three different states, same bank though. Three different states they went to, and the 151 was on the bank screen. All three states said they couldn't buy it or sell it, but it was, in fact, on the bank screen pending. I got two other states, though, with two different banks. One had a 341 rate on the screen. One had a 381 rate on the screen. Still pending. So we'll see how it comes out. A lot of people thought it was going to happen today, the first of the month. With everything that's happening, I'm telling you right now, there's things happening. I still don't think it's going to be before the 15th. I don't. If things don't get moving along a little bit faster, it's not going to be then. But right now, the 15th looks like the best possible time to me, even though the banks were told in 48 to 72 hours, because that's what they were told on Saturday, or maybe it was on Sunday, to be prepared to start staffing their locations, which they could do that, and they could pop it any minute. D.C. is still saying that. It's all done, could be at any minute. They don't know when it's going to happen, but everything is ready to go, so it could be at any minute. I think the problem is what we're seeing in Iraq still. Even though Iraq made the change, we made the agreement to give them the 90 days, they changed the rate. The rate hasn't changed on the streets. It's still over 1,500. So by them just changing the rate didn't solve the problem. Because the banks and exchanges say they're not selling the dinar because they don't know where it's going. For the dollars, because it changes every day. They don't want to get caught in, so they just stop selling it. People have stopped buying it. And they're saying that's part of the problem. Problem, remember, they're saying, well, they're not buying it because the rumors on the street is saying in a couple of days you won't be able to buy dollars anymore anyway, so now nobody's buying them. That's the rumor on the streets. CBI reps are saying that's not true. We're not going to stop selling the dollar. And guess what? I believe them. Because that wouldn't make sense for them to stop selling the dollar. It's kind of like this game that the banks played with their employees where they told them the dinar. They didn't say the dinar is a scam. They said their dinar scam is going on. So we're not going to sell it. We're not going to be involved with it. Everything you're reading is a scam. Not that dinar is a scam, but there are dinar scams going on out there. That's what the CBI is doing right now, telling them it's not true. We're not going to stop selling the dollar because they're not. Part is true. They're not going to stop selling the dollar. They need the dollar to pay for their imports, exports. They're international. They're still going to need the dollar for that, just like every other country. What they're going to stop doing is letting the dollar be used in country. So they didn't address that. They addressed stop selling the dollar to the citizen. They're not going to stop selling the dollar to the citizen because they already told them, you can get $7,500 a month if you're going out of this country. So that means, yeah, we're still going to sell them the dollar. They just have to fit the criteria. You can get dollars exchanged if you're buying real estate, if you're doing investment out of the country. So again, they can keep buying dollars and they will always be able to buy dollars. What they won't be able to do is use dollars in country to make transactions. That's the way they address that because we're all hearing it. We all know it's going to happen and it's coming about. But if you read, the CBI said this, they weren't lying. They just weren't giving the whole truth about how the process is going to work, even though we see it already and we know that's what has to occur. But what we can look at is they did phase one. They changed the rate to 1330. Now, today, Kurdistan says their official rate is 1300. Well, I don't know, but they announced today their official rate is 1300, while Baghdad's rate is 1330. But they're all one country, so it doesn't make sense. But it still didn't solve their problem, because on the streets, the rate is still 1500. Only going to be, they're going to realize it like we are. I mean, they have to get to the point where they don't use the dollar in country. They announce it, it's no longer taken, then anybody and everybody can't just go get it. When that happens, and then all the banks know that, and they have controlled the rate, I think they will have accomplished what they want to do. Could that happen in the next 10 or 15 days? Absolutely. They shut up all the 26 smuggling routes that they know of. Or I think Kurdistan yesterday said they had 20 six or 30 of them that they know of. They shut those all off in the next 10 days, which is feasible because they know who they are. Then it'll work. They announced new measures to get the money back that was out of the country. New opportunities for Interpol to go after the people out of the country. For the banks in the country to get rewarded part of the money if they go after the people that's in the other countries. So they put a reward out there. And the third way, you guys wouldn't believe this. If whoever stole the money agrees to give 80% of it back, they can keep 20% and not get charged. I thought that was crazy. I don't care if you stole $1 billion. You get to keep $200 million of it and do what you want to do. And not get charged. And here's the thing. They know who stole it. They know what. But they're not going to charge. Walt's not going to like this part. They're not going to charge, they said, the top tier people. Because they're politicians, because they're rich families, because they're influential people. They've got no files against them, no charges against them at all. It's everybody else that they're going to go after, which is absolutely crazy. But that's how it usually works, right? So, but things are looking good. The banks, and yes, the traders are still thinking something this week because it was supposed to happen yesterday. By the end of the month, which it didn't. But the good thing is they told them get ready to staff within the next 72 hours. Well, actually, today is Wednesday. They told them that on Sunday. They should be getting ready to staff, right? We'll see what happens. I still think we at least go to the 15th. I really do. And what they're trying to advance and get done. Everybody else says it's ready. The banks have a rate. And this is what I like about the rate, though. Even though it was three different rates, the major banks had the same rate. Well, wait a minute. Let me think about where they are. So all the banks I mentioned were in the top, I'm going to say the top six, seven of the banks that we look at. So, but it's three different banks. So those are good. I like the 341, I think it was 381, better than the 151 that's sitting there. But even at that, they're saying we don't think it's the final rate. This is the rate that's pending right now. So they could have it on the screen and immediately have it up for sale. So that's a good thing. So we're moving forward. All right, Ray, let's get started. I probably left out a whole bunch of stuff. There's so much information.
Okay.
And you covered a lot of stuff too. So some of you that have questions in the Q&A, naturally Tony already covered those. And some of them we've covered multiple times on our other calls that are available for playback. Hint, hint, if you don't hear your question asked. Let's see.
Okay.
Victorious One says, is the 151 possible rate a dinar only situation, or are all currencies going?
I was told in both scenarios that all currencies would go.
K-Man
so we'll
says, see. Okay. K-Man says, if we get an RI and take in a few notes to exchange, will that exchange prevent us from exchanging more dinar and other currencies when we get the full RV?
No, I can't see that happen.
Pink
as
shell.
As long as you don't wait. Let me clarify this. Hold on. You could probably exchange them, but if the 151 comes out, like we talked about before, and the bank is telling me if it comes out at 151, the contract rate would still be available. If you took the contract rate, and we'll have to see what the agreement is with that. They maybe restrict you from buying any more currency. I don't know about exchanging what you have or what the time limit for that is. So, again, we've talked about go in and negotiate for the best rate for all of it. I don't care what it comes up. If I got the contract rate and they say they're not taking the ZIM yet or they're not taking the DONG yet, but let's agree on the rate we're going to do when you do take it. For this person, I'm trying to, I want to negotiate it all right now so I can get the highest possible rates on all of them. Because the other option is, if I don't, I just get the contract rate. I can buy some more currency. I just can't buy dinar. You're going to owe me a couple trillion dollars instead of millions, billions. But we'll see what's happening when we get there. That's why we're hopefully here. We're going to get the information from our banking contact, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to tell you what you're going to do. I'm not even going to tell you what you should do, because I'm not licensed to do any of that. But I will gladly tell you what I will do or would do in any scenario that you give me. It's just my opinion. Okay, let's go to the next one. Nobody else?
Well, that's not that. Oh. Pink Shell. Pink Shell says, please help me to understand how to calculate dinar amounts into U.S. dollars. Okay. 13 to 1 is the ratio. Do you want to know the U.S. dollar? Divide 1 by 1,300. And then that'll give you the rate. So whatever the exchange ratio is, if it's 2-1, then just divide it by 1 and you can get your rate. Poetic Blue says...
Wait. How about using a currency calculator that's on the internet?
Yeah, that too.
Okay. I said, guys, there's a bunch of locations that have currency calculators. Just go on the internet, put in how much you have, and they're going to tell you how much it's worth. All right, what's next?
All right. Poetic Blue says, do we know if the plan for the ZIM regarding if you have 10 or more will get the higher rate is still in place?
We have not heard any change to it. So, yes, I'm going to say it's still in place until I hear different.
Okay. Haven't had this in a minute. Birthday celebration. LKRKL. Today's my birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right. Looks like Carol J is celebrating her birthday also. Happy birthday, Carol J. Okay, we're going to live callers. 209 area code, you are on.
Good morning and good afternoon. Tony, you have said that the Iraqis will be on a digital, strictly digital. They won't be using money, correct?
No, that's not what I said. They are going to use dinar. That's why they're printing the lower dinars. That's why they're having the fills. They're going to have cash out there. They want people to be just like we are, mostly digital, but that's not going to happen. We still use cash today. And probably everybody on this call got a checking card or checking account, a debit card, a credit card, and still walking around with some cash in their pocket. They're not going to be any different. What they're trying to do is make sure they don't use dollars, just like we can't go to 7-Eleven or Circle K or wherever I don't know. Well, you guys, I'll say Sears and JCPenney and you, Denar. Okay.
Okay, and one last question. When you say get more dollars, you've told this over and over to us. Are you telling us to do more investments? What do you mean by get more dollars exactly?
That's what I would do, make my money grow. Right now, if I feel that any of that information was correct, the dollar is going to lose value in the next year or 5 years, or countries were going to de-dollarize, or the dollar wasn't going to be their reserve currency in the next 10, 15 years, then I would just get more dollars, which means I have the opportunity right now to get more currency before the RV happens in any denomination or in any currency, just get more of them. Or I'd have a plan to put my money to work immediately after it and make more money. Those are your only two options. If your dollar's only going to be worth 50 cents in 10 years, then you better get more dollars today.
Okay, and my last question is, I don't know about anybody else, but when we go on the call, it'll say, on the computer, it'll say, call will be in such and such a minute. And then it'll switch over. It says, waiting on host. But we never know when you actually come on, because one time I waited 45 minutes of it saying waiting on host, but I was smart enough to go to my phone and see if you were on, and you were already on. Is there a way to know exactly when you do come on?
Yeah, because I don't know how that happened, but whenever Ray turns it on, that's when the call starts. It can't start without him turning it on. So I don't know, unless you lost a connection, how we can be doing a call and you can't hear it. Because we can't do the call without that going active on the computer, yes. Unless, Ray, am I saying something wrong?
Well, on the computer, it'll say waiting for host. It'll say waiting for host when you're actually on, the call is actually on. And so that's why I was asking, is how to find out when you're actually on. I do it because I go to my phone. But if I want to do it on my computer, it just says waiting on host. That's all right. I'll figure it out one of these days. Thank you. I don't want to keep going.
Yeah, I don't understand how it does that unless you have the wrong link or something.
Well, that could have been like last week when you said it was the wrong link, because usually if we go on the computer, it'll jump us back if we try to get on. It'll jump us back to January 4th. And then we have to go back in and try to get the call for that day. Anyway, I'll figure it out. I won't keep you on the line. Let the other questions come on. Thank you guys so much. Bye.
Okay.
Well, everybody's answering the question for you. You just have to refresh your screen. Because if it's on the line, it's on the computer. So just refresh. All right. Thank you.
718. Area code, you're on.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. To the nth degree. And yourself?
So I'm doing well, thank you. So I'm coming to the conclusion that actually the budget has nothing to do with us RVing. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've been saying that for a couple weeks now, that the budget has been waiting for the rate. The rate's not waiting for the budget. Now, they say they've met terms on Monday. Everybody's agreeable. The budget's supposed to be submitted to Parliament this week, is what they say, and supposed to go through really fast. So my guy says they're going to submit it tomorrow to Parliament, and then however long they take, which is supposed to be extraordinarily fast, to get it out there. They're saying the reason the budget hasn't gone through yet, it's because they changed the rate, so they had to go back and recalculate everything, which is okay. So now they have the new rate. They submitted it. If the budget is approved and the rate changes again, it's going to be easier to recalculate. But that's all they're going to have to do.
So are they waiting for the stabilization of the rate, of the U.S. dollar now? I'm kind of lost at that. So it's going back and forth, right?
No, they have the rate. that they say they're going to use is 1330.
Okay. So all right.
We'll see what happens. Thank you.
Okay. 206 area code. You are on.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony. Hope you're both
having a great day.
Tony, I got a couple questions. First of all, are you looking for any more people to give you input right now? Many times you come on the call and you say, I'm waiting to hear from Joe and Harry and Pete. Are there any Joes and Harrys and Petes out there that you're waiting for updated information on?
Yeah, I didn't get with my market guy to see if they got an update. Actually, I was supposed to call this morning, but I was doing this other stuff. So, yeah, that's the only one I'm waiting for right now.
Well, that's cool. Now, the next thing is, are you saying that the budget rate that they're going to go for to get this super fast passage of the budget is a concealed 381 or whatever, or are you saying they're going to run the budget through on 1300? Which were you saying there?
I'm saying they're going to run the budget through on what they're saying at 1330, because that is the official rate.
Okay. And then the last thing is just a really quick opinion that I have based on all that you've instructed on over the last long time, and I'd like you to give your opinion of that, and that is that all of this fussing and fuming about stability and the rate is a duh. All they need to do has the CBI declare the rate, and all of a sudden, right there, stability, written in stone, it's done. And once it's done, if they would simply say, in Iraq, we're dealing in our private, internal, in-country business, we're dealing with the dollar, nothing else. If somebody has a need for dollars, they can go present that at the bank, be they a business person or the government. And, of course, the government doesn't need to go to the bank. And they, on application for just cause and international exchange, can get their dollars. How simple is that? Now, what am I not seeing? That's my question.
Is not seeing the fact that it's easier said than done. Okay. So let's go through so everybody understands what you're making simple. I'm saying is the quickest, easiest way to do it. Everybody knows they can do that. This problem can be resolved in 5 minutes. Wait, there's a lot of noise and stuff. Ray, can you get that noise up? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it was his line. He's doing stuff.
All right. You guys, listen carefully. Listen and understand so you understand the process. We know that the day they say no U.S. dollars in Iraq, the people won't need the U.S. dollar anymore because now it's illegal, which they've been changing since when? Since they came back from the U.S. All government agencies, no U.S. dollars. All airlines, except no U.S. dollars. Everywhere they're trying to say we only deal in dinar. So they got to do it a phase at a time. They can't just wake up in the morning and say, guys, no more dollars. Because there's a bunch of dollars still on the street people going to use. So they have to do this a little bit at a time. That's why they asked for the 90 days. So people could get used to this gradually happening. They can cut off one section at a time. So they did federal offices. Then they said state offices. Then they said local offices, one step at a time. Then they said anybody doing business with the government. Then all the airlines can no longer take dollars. One section at a time, getting people used to the fact you have to use dinar. Now, they had to do that because they cut off the dollar and not give people time to get used to it. Then they're cutting off their economy because every merchant in every market was taking dollars. So now what you do, just put everybody out of business because they still have faith in the dollar. They have to build their faith in there. All their import exports, which was causing the dollar to go up to 1,500, 1,700, is still coming in dollars. All the illegal smuggling and everything is still being done with the dollar. So now as they go through this process, cut people off, tell them they can only use certain sections, they get in the country used to it, then all they have to do is completely cut off the auction from individuals when they get enough people using it enough, which is what they're doing with the electronic system that they're implementing with the SWIFT system. You have to prove you're a business, first of all. Then you have to prove who your customer is, not just you. And they have to go through the verification process. Well, that process was taking 14 days to do a transaction, which, again, was killing the dollars in the economy. That's why they were going up on a parallel market, because people still wanted dollars. Iran still wanted dollars. So what are they doing? Iraq came out and said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sell you dollars in the bank. But you got to physically walk in the bank and go get it. Walk into the exchange and go get it. Well, even the exchange and the banks were selling it at the higher rates. So now they cut that off. They said, hey, bank, exchanger, you need to publicize in front of your business exactly what the rate is. You have to let them know I sell dollars, and here's the rate, okay? And then every morning, they're saying there's a line in these places because these small merchants and everything still need dollars because they're still out there. They still need to pay for their imports unless, because of last week, now if they're buying Chinese imports instead of everybody else, they can pay in the yuan, which still goes through the dollar, but it's supposed to be a faster transaction. But now what is the problem now? There's long lines of people outside the exchanges, outside the banks, trying to get in to buy dollars. But they're complaining now that, hey, I've been in this line for 2 hours, but you're letting these guys get out their car, walk up to the door, walk right in the bank, and come back out. And then 3 hours later, you're telling me, we're through with our dollar quota today, which means what? You're still selling dollars to the smugglers. You're still having preferred customers. We can't get any more dollars, so that's still driving the price of the dollar up to $1,500, $1,600. But they've identified the problem. It's just, how do we fix it? How do we go to each location and make sure they're letting the person in the front of the line go in first versus their preferred customer or smugglers or Iranian contacts being able to come in and cut the line or go in the back door, take all the dollars out, and you say we're done for the day because they're limited to $100,000 a day. But now they've identified that problem, and they have to figure to cut it off. What did they say? They're going to go and inspect each bank. They're going to send in undercover people, see what they're doing, arrest people who are doing things the wrong way. But it's going to take time in order to get all those locations up and running, to get everybody digitized, which is what they want to do. In the SWIFT system, identify even the smallest little place has to be set up in the system if they're going to sell currency. That's why they asked for the 90 days. Not to stop the SWIFT system, not to stop what they put in place, the money being shipped to Iran, but to get our people used to the actual system. And the U.S. said, hey, we gave you 2.5 years to do that, and you didn't do it. And Sudani says, I know, but now it's my turn, and I'm going to do it. But just give me 90 days. We said, okay, you got 90 days to get your people used to that system. Does that mean the RV has to wait 90 days? No. Because, again, the ambassador already came out and publicly said, we don't set your rate. You do. Only thing we control is if you get any dollars or not, period. I don't care what your rate is. We can still cut the dollars off. But you have to set the rate. That's your rate to do. That lets you know that we're not really in control of that, but the RV can occur before anything else. Exchange rate can still occur because we're still going to control the dollars. The exchange rate probably has to occur against the easiest thing to do, stop the people from even buying the dollars. Because once they change the exchange rate, especially to the RV rate, where the dinar is truly worth more than the dollar in country, there won't be any black market. It won't be a parallel market because the stores, the shops, the grocery stores, the little malls won't need dollars. They won't even want dollars at that point. The only person who would want dollars is the guy doing international business. And they're building up to it. That's why I said that could happen the next 10 to 15 days because they've already started on it. It's going right in that direction. They're making announcements every day. They could come to that conclusion. But what we do know is all this is supposed to be over by the 1st of April because that was the time frame they were given. I'm hoping it's by March 15th, but it's supposed to be over by the 1st of April. All right. Hopefully I answered that question, explained it to everybody so you can all see what's going on. Throughout this process, they still have to bring the Lords in Arms out again, bring the fields in again. They still have to load the ATMs. So when it does happen, I mean, for those who want to use cash, and everybody they have on the card is going to flip the switch and the rate's going to be there. All right. Hopefully that answers your question. Right? Unmute.
Okay. 1 second here. Let me get to the next one again. Was that 731? Where'd it go?
Wait, he might have something else to say. All right. Go ahead to the next one. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. 731, you're on.
I was reading something that basically said that sounded like that the budget had been approved and it's just waiting for the rubber stamp to hit it. Is that, have you heard anything about that, or is that?
Yeah, the budget hasn't been approved because it hasn't been submitted to the final authority. It's supposedly going to go to them tomorrow. Now, where it's at, they're going to send their version, but the final approval hasn't even begun yet. They haven't discussed it, and they already said it's going to take them 45 days. Which means if they got it today, tomorrow, they're talking about the middle of April before they have the final approval, if it took the 45 days. Now, inside information, if I can put it like that, or other information, I should say, is saying they're not going to take the 45 days because they want to start getting the money out to the citizens, doing the things they were talking about so they can see that they're creating jobs and opportunities. And they can't do any of that until the budget is finalized. Okay? What's next?
All right. 770, area code. You're on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just want to ask a question about the dong as far as the contract rate. If I'm holding about 10 million dong, will I be entitled to a contract rate?
You said 2 million dong?
No, 10.
Oh. I think so. What was it, Ray? Was it 10 million? How much was the dinar? It was 20 million? Or was that the max?
Yeah, 20 for the contract rate.
For the dong.
20 is the max on the dong for the contract rate?
Oh. No, that's dinar. I don't think there's any more contract rate for the dong.
Oh,
back years ago, the max was 50 mil, but I don't believe that's there now.
Okay, so whatever the rate comes out on the dong, that's what it is.
No.
Nope.
We're still going to be able to negotiate, but there's a max you can get at the contract rate. So you're asking
what
is needed to get the contract rate. Is what you're asking, right?
Yes. And okay. One more thing. I just want to confirm something you said last week. The opening rate right. on the opening rate on the Bolivia is 30 cents, correct?
Yes.
That's all I need to know. And you guys okay. have been very, very fantastic with us, giving us information. And let's hope that we are about to cross this finish line.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care. Enjoy your day.
All right.
Okay. 352 area code. You're on.
Wow. Hey, man. What's up?
Greetings.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, I didn't think you guys were going to get to me. I was so far down the list. Hey, Tony, I don't have a question. But anyway, I was reading last week where it's talking about, Iran is still under a heavy sanction, but they was creating centers. Did you see that?
They created what?
There was that was creating exchange centers.
Iran?
Yes, I read that.
What were they exchanging?
I don't know. I read that, but it was confusing. That's why I couldn't figure that one out. You know. Yes.
Okay.
I read that last week. In fact, that was one of my questions for about 3 days. I was on. You never got to me, but I was wondering, did you see that? And I'm thinking, like, wait a minute, these guys are heavily sanctioned. What the hell are they creating exchange centers for? But yes, that's what I read that they were doing.
Well, they got dollars going in. We know they're smuggling dollars in. They're putting them in their economy. I mean, that's what they have. And the rate went up for their dollar exchange to 500,000 Romans or Tomans, because they got different ones. One is 500,000 and one other one is 50,000. But they are exchanging it for dollars. So maybe they put in some exchange locations.
I
because of the same thing Iraq is going through, they're going through with the parallel market, street market, which is raising the price up even more.
So where are they in terms of the nuclear deal? I mean, what's going on with that? Are they stagnant or what's going on?
It hasn't changed in the last year. The only thing that has changed is they asked Iraq to bring it back to the table, to talk to the U.S. about it. But we haven't heard
what has happened
because it's been a week ago.
Your phone is cutting out.
A week ago, they asked Iraq to bring it back to the table, to start talking to the U.S., but we haven't heard anything since then.
All right, my last question. Do you think the government of Iraq is kind of like dangling carrots in front of the citizens, kind of like stringing them along? I think the folks are going to get sick and tired of this crap that they're pulling, and they just continue to kick the can down the road. What do you think? I mean, at some point, I think they're going to say, okay, enough is enough.
Well, I actually see progress being made in Iraq, and the people can see it with every decision that they're making, that they're announcing in the banking system, with the restrictions, with the smuggling routes that they are cutting off, and the fact that they told Iran, it's us or you, and I'm going to protect us at this point. So all those are things that haven't occurred in the past. I see the growth going there. The citizens aren't even complaining about it because they see it. They see the announcements being made, everything else. What they are complaining about, and we'll see this weekend if it happens, is talking about starting the protest up again this weekend, but not over the currency, but over the election law that Maliki is saying is going to be passed on Saturday that nobody agrees with except for him and his group. So we'll see if that gets things started.
Okay, but last thing I want to say, I read again last night where they said they told the citizens not to use the dollar anymore, just to use the dinar. Did you see that one also?
But they told him that last week. He keeps telling them that. Hey,
right.
I mean, don't $5. Don't sell your dinar. The dinar is more valuable than the dollar. And people waiting to see it. But, like I've always said, some parliament members came out and said, that's the problem. Because the word on the street is you won't be able to buy dollars anymore. That's why people are trying to buy all they can right now, because they don't believe in the dinar. And that's what's keeping it at that 1,500 that them putting it at 1,330 was supposed to solve. So the only thing they can do is what we talked about earlier today, is at some point just cut it off. You can't use the dollar anymore. And that's going to stop all of it. But they have to get everybody in the system first. And that's what they're trying to do.
All right. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great day.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It is G-Man.
Greetings.
NBA.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It is another dynamite day here in the USA, and I'm going to do the long version here today. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a new month. A new day, and that means there is a new bill that needs to be paid, and you can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the click here instructions and you will be brought to the payment support page. Scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. After you've clicked on the payment that you would like to send in, you will be brought to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. Then your debit or credit card information at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on the blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. That is your confirmation that your payments have gone through successfully. If this is your first time sending in your payment electronically, after you have received that confirmation that your payment has gone through, scroll back to the top of the payment support page, and there you will find a sentence that says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, please type in your email address. And when typing in your email address there, please make sure the spelling is correct. Under that, you'll type in your first and last name. And then under that is the subscribe button. After you have clicked on that subscribe button, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation that your email address and your name have been subscribed to the list Tony uses to send out all the emails to. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are still going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, folks, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. And I'd just like to remind everyone, I am not getting paid to ask for these payments. Neither Tony nor Ray has ever asked me to ask for these payments. I ask for these payments of my own volition and my own free will. And I am still here asking for these payments because Ray hasn't sent me that pink slip. He's got it, but he just hasn't sent it out yet. So with that, make it a dynamite rest of the day, gentlemen. Thank you very, very much.
Well, G-Man, I appreciate it, and I'll tell you this. Ray won't send you that pink slip until it's time, I guess. When we get to North Carolina, I'm definitely going to buy that barbecue for you. So you have the real barbecue.
All right. All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
409. Did I get 409?
Oh, good. No, you didn't get
it. We have it now. Okay.
Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Greetings.
I've been listening intently, and I'm going to try and really stay on subject. But I've got several questions, so don't cut me off in between, right? First off, real quick, have our banks received the excess cash that they're going to need for these exchanges? I know at one time there was a big deal made about that.
Yeah, at one time we were notified they were shipping money to banks, everything else. So haven't gotten that recently. Maybe they came up with a new plan. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a good question.
I'll
ask it. Go ahead.
Good. Okay. Second, I know there was a stipulation asking us to not make exchanges, I think, the first 30 days or something if it exceeded 500,000 or something. Am I remembering something there?
Correct.
Okay. Question. Yep. Is that just like if I wanted to move part of my money to another bank, or how would, if you're buying a house and you need to transfer funds for that to a title company or something, is that also limited and discouraged or what?
I don't think that is, and you can always use cashier's checks on that paper trail. But shipping money, you know, millions of dollars from one to another, you're saying it could be held up as long as 90 days.
Right.
Homeland want to scrutinize each one of them, again, for the same reason they do in Iraq, making sure that money's not being sent back out the country as soon as people get it, because, you know, there's a lot of foreign this year who's going to exchange. Make sure it's not going to terrorist organizations or places that it shouldn't. So
well,
the amount of people, if we have 10 million people with dinar and everybody goes in and does their exchange, they want to send 200,000 to their niece and 400,000 to their nephew or their brother or sister. Those may not get done in the traditional two-hour time frame that they do, or during that same day like wires usually get done. So they're giving you advance notice of that, all right?
Okay. I'm in Texas. I'm in, you know, dinar land. And so the houses that are in the price range that I'm looking at, everybody else is me looking at them too. So I want to kind of jump on the one that I found. And my plan was to initiate that earnest money contract as soon as possible, like the day of my exchange. And typically they're saying, since it's in a different town, they're saying that they have a wire transfer made from my bank account to the title company. But you're saying there's a possibility that they are not going to want to do that.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, it may go through faster. But, you know, when you go and do your exchange, you can get a cashier's check and go take it right there to the title company and say, here you go. Now,
well, it's
3.5
hours away.
Is what?
Yeah, it's the property I'm moving. The property I'm buying is like 3.5 hours from here. But okay, that was that question. Now I'm going to move on. The other day, last call, or the one before, you made a comment and you said that your Iraqi guy was saying it was 1-to-1 in Iraq. Remember saying that?
I do.
Okay, so 1-to-1 in Iraq would indicate the full RV, would it not?
It should, absolutely.
Okay, so the 381 or 341, whatever, that reflects directly to that 1-to-1 in Iraq that you heard. So they're expecting not a partial, but a full RV. That's what your people are expecting, right?
That is okay. What that is expected. So just hold on for a minute and listen. I need everybody to listen. He said it's 1-to-1. And I said, guys, it could be 1-to-1 coming out of the meeting that he just came out and agreed to, but we may not see it for 3 more weeks. But he said it's done.
Right.
We've already got the part agreed to. So we still have to go through 1,300, the 1,100, the 1,000 to get to something. He's saying it's already been agreed to and it's going to come out. Now,
but
if we look at the bank,
other day, phase two,
you're not letting me finish talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Now, if you look at the banks, and one bank has a 151 that was already there, and we said that could be what they were trying to do in January. That's why it's pending on their screen. I don't know. Why do the other two banks have 341 and 381? Because that could be the actual rate that's coming out. And they already know it, and that's what they have pending on their screen. So I can't tell you any of them are right or wrong because I don't know how fast this is going to go or where it's going to go. I give you the information, and then we try to make sense of it. Now, if we're looking at today, let me talk, okay?
Oh, okay.
If we're looking at today, I said, Kurdistan said, hey, our rate today is 1,300. Well, how can your rate be 1,300 in all of Kurdistan when in Baghdad and everywhere else, the CBI says the rate is 1,330? Well, they may know the rate's going to change tomorrow when the budget comes out. Or when the budget comes out, it's going to come out at 1,300. I don't know that. So I have to give you all the information, and then we have to make sense of it and see what direction it actually comes out in. Okay, I can't tell you which bank is right or wrong, but I can tell you what each bank has. And we know that all three of them are going in the right direction, which is the way we want it to go to bring this thing out. Okay, now what is your rest of your question?
I'm sorry. Well, the reason why I was wanting to clarify if it was the full RV, when the discussion earlier in the call was that if it came out at $1.51, that we could negotiate the rates for the rest of it or the others and all at that time. And my question there was, if they agree, let's say at $1.51, and then I tell them I have, you know, these currencies and I'm going to want this, would there be a written contract regarding those promises?
I would think so. If you want to believe it, I'd get it in writing is what I would do. And we don't even know if this is feasible, if this is what I'm going to do. If it comes out at 151, I get the contract rate. I'm going to say, hey, I also have these, and they come out. I want these to be at the contract rate also. And we can make this agreement right now while we're doing it. That's what I'm going to try to do. Now,
and you'd get it in writing.
Of course I get it in writing. It's not an agreement. Whatever. You go there, you sit down with John Adams. He does your exchange. He's, oh, yeah, I'll give it to you. And then the exchange happens 3 months later. You go back, And they say, well, John Adams don't work here. He quit 2 weeks after the RV. Well, he went to this other bank. So that agreement was null and void. We don't even know if he told you that, for real. That's right. Everything has to be in writing if it's going to be legal. Everything in writing.
Last question, real quick, Ray. I'm sorry. I'm hurrying. I'm going to be going to my exchange appointment where I am now. Texas is all the same treasury thing, so I'm okay there. But I'm going to be moving almost immediately, 3.5 hours away. And so the bank that I – or the wealth manager that I make my negotiations with, is it going – should I mention to them that I'm going to be moving? Are they – only wanting to negotiate with people who are going to remain under their, you know, care? You follow what I'm saying?
Yes. And that is, that's only natural. Everybody wants people to stay, you know, because they're going to get paid off of it.
Okay.
So I'm going to negotiate the best that I can for the guy who I think is going to be there for me for the next 4 or 5 years, that I can actually control.
And this is what
you guys have to remember.
Yeah.
You guys have to remember, there's not one person you're going to negotiate with. There's a guy doing your exchange, and there's the three people that are supposed to be assigned with him to approve everything, go through it. So you're not just dealing with one person once.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, sir. Music time.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, guys. All good news today. Again, the banking information was great over the weekend. It's still there this morning. The rates are on the screen. Even though I didn't even mention the bank I was talking about, some of you guys figured it out because you went there in several different states and got the exact same information, which I was glad to hear. I didn't have to say which one it was, but as you reported it back to me, it was the same bank, which was a great thing. It shows the consistency. Those other banks were still top five banks that had the different rates, though. But we know it's there. Iraq is saying all the right stuff. They're trying to get it done. They're making announcements. They're getting control of their banks. They're adding more banks to the SWIFT system and the process. And they're making it very public every day. This is what we have to do in order to get the dollars. They're announcing their investigation, that they're cutting off the smuggling routes and the smugglers, and now they're even announcing what they're doing to get the money back in the country. These are the things we wanted them to do for the last 10 years. So even though we may not like who's in charge, Sadani, he's trying to do the right thing. The framework is still trying to do some crooked stuff, as you can see, with the election laws, everything else. They can control the money once it gets there. But for our point, today is a good day. It's the 1st of March. It's my birthday month. So we're only 14 days away from the 15th. Where if we don't see it on that day, we should have a clear vision by that time of when we will. Knowing that since January, the deadline has been April the 1st. I'm just hoping they don't go all the way to it. So we'll see what happens. All right. With that, I'm going to tell you to do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray?
All right. That's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be back on Fantabulous Earth Friday, if not sooner. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe.
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. About your future.